This episode brought to you by the Burning Hand Spell.
Hie thee hence, evil ones! I cast Burning Hands!
My hands!
Burning Hands, the number one hand remover of the Forgotten Realms.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Come on in, Will. When I went in, I had the most wonderful experience. You gotta come in. It might happen to you, too.
Lank overhearing that says, I had a less than pleasant experience walking in. Just buyer beware.
And I'm covered with blood.
Oh, you are.
He's covered with blood.
Me too!
I thought that was
so
just
Nick.
Tomato sauce. Give me back those towels. Never mind, I don't want them back.
On balance, maybe this wasn't the best experience for the group as a whole.
I think he'll look at where are you standing, Nick?
He's inside the church. He's standing close to Batwhack.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how close I am to people, but I can clean people pretty easily.
Clean?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys should see this. Do it, Will. Do your magic.
Just come over here.
It's like a 10-foot range, I think. I don't think you have to touch, so.
All right. Boop. I do my squeegee spell.
Who do you do it to?
I do it like I point, and it's like a squeegee. It's a magical squeegee is what I think. Squeege.
Do you do it to Nick?
You missed a spot.
I'll do it to Nick first since he was excited.
The sham wow guy pops up, just gives you the thumbs up and pops away. You do it to Nick first?
Yeah.
All right. The blood is washed away from his clothes.
Sweet.
Whoa! Nick, that's so cool. I love it when you do that.
You called me Nick. Your name is Nick.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while. It's because I haven't talked as Nick in very much. Do it to the others!
All right.
Guys, let him do it! It doesn't feel like anything, and it's really cool!
This won't be my first time at the wash.
When he sees Lank, he kind of, like, unconsciously, kind of, like, glances down at the stuff in his hands, and then just squeegees Lank as well, and then squeegees Batwhack.
That tickles.
He goes, Are you able to dry a wet person?
Actually?
I'd say yes. I think that if you can get rid of blood, you can get rid of water.
I can create a, let's see, one second. I can make puffs of wind. I just keep throwing puffs of wind. Poof, 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 poof. It's
my ponytails are going straight back.
You manifest a blow dryer.
Yeah, I'll do some puffs of wind in the hopes that I can style her hair back to its rightful form. Okay.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And, all right.
Yeah, what did you see, Will? Did you see anything? Why were you out there? Says Nick.
I saw that battle that you guys did. It was pretty sweet. It was great. Great. Good job, guys. I was sitting there in a lawn chair, sipping some wine.
Bourbon!
Watching you guys destroy those orcs. Goblins! Right? Right? Yep. That's what I was watching. Will, that's what I saw.
So smooth. It's the best con man ever made.
It's because Katie likes to be a bad liar.
I'm not convinced. I think you're going to have to roll for it.
That is a good point. That's probably a good idea. Go ahead and roll. What would be?
Oh, look at that roll.
That's a pretty good roll.
Yeah.
Roll insight, Batthwack.
What do I add to a bluff?
Yeah. Is bluff a skill even?
I have a good bluff.
Deception,
too.
I think.
Deception plus 6, minus 24.
Insight. Yeah. No, 13.
No. You actually think he might be telling the truth. I mean, he might be, you assume he, you think he might be maybe a little shaken up just because it was all kind of weird and otherworldly.
All right. I'll go with it.
Yep. You guys were awesome. Good fighting job. All covered in blood. It's pretty gross. So.
And as Will lies his ass off, and you all just buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Rafina gives him another hug.
From the main part of the church, in walks a short, middle-aged human man, sort of longish brown hair, shoulder length, with a smile on his face. And he's followed closely behind by this little waif of a boy. And he's dressed in robes. You would think, if you were to guess, that he's probably the priest of the church. He looks around and he sees you all kind of standing around, and he gets a sort of odd half smile on his face, and he says, "Oh, touched by the Morning Lord, were you?"
Wow, that's a little personal. You're right, yep. Totally touched by the Morning Lord.
Sorry, I was just watching Spotlight.
God. Oh, God. Yep. That's us, though, right, guys?
How can you tell?
Oh, I can see it in your faces. You're all very lucky. That's Will's face.
I don't feel particularly lucky.
Does this happen to all your visitors?
No. This hasn't happened in quite a long time, and he looks kind of puzzled for a second, and he mutters kind of under his breath, but you can all make it out. He's not actually whispering or anything. He's kind of surprised that it's happening now. No, though, I mean, the grace of the Morning Lord is great, and he reaches out and touches those who he deems to be worthy, and look at you. You all seem quite unique. His gaze focuses maybe a little longer on Batthwack than on the rest of you. Says, no, come in. And he gestures into the main part of the church, and he starts walking that way, and he says, What brings you here? What brings you to my church here? My name is Father Lucian, by the way. Lucian Petrovich. What can I do for you?
Father Lucian, what do you make of this? And I'll pull out that holy symbol that I'm wearing around my neck, just to make it visible.
Wow, that's I've not seen anything quite like this. I mean, it's clearly a symbol of the Morning Lord. This looks like, I mean, it's just been told to me in stories, but it seems like this was the holy symbol of Ravenkind. This is older than any church here in the valley, even if that's truly what it is. If it's not, it seems like a very good replica of what's been described to me in the past. But according to legend, it was delivered to a paladin by a giant raven, or perhaps maybe an angel in the form of a raven. And this was used to root out and destroy nests of vampires until this paladin's death. The high priests of Ravenloft kept this and wore it after her death. I've not heard tale of it in some time. It's just been basically handed down as kind of this old, almost folk legend in a sense. But I'm getting a sense of power from it. Is this what this is? Do you think that it has something to do with maybe this legend I've heard?
Or maybe it's a good replica.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, sure.
if not, I mean, it would seem that you may be someone worthy to carry it, especially if you were visited upon by the Morning Lord, as it seems like you maybe have been. I get this aura from you, at least most of you. It kind of glances askew at Will.
Galdar, and Arena. Some of you, you seem to have been touched by the Lord. But yes, yes, come in. I mean, did something specific bring you to my church here? Or was it the light of the morning Lord himself that drew you in?
We didn't see it till we got in. So I guess that suggests that no, it was not the light.
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, well, then what purpose do you have? I mean, we're not offering services this morning, though of course our doors are always open. Were you seeking some blessings, or were you looking to just offer up words of praise? What can the church do for you?
And Will is looking at Irina to be like, well, we've got a Miss Irina Korn Swagolvich. I don't know what the fuck. We have Irina Barovia.
Kolyanovich.
Kolyanovich.
She says.
Sorry, I was so touched by the morning lord. It's hard to get my act together. Irina,
Kolyanovich. Irina comes over and puts her only hand on Will's shoulder, and then says,
"She says,
go ahead. What does she say?
It rhymes with Bulyanovich. That's how you remember.
Okay."
She says, I'm from the village of Barovia. I'm actually the former burgomaster's daughter, though he recently passed. But I am come here to seek, I suppose, in a sense, asylum. I seek shelter from the darkness that this world...
You don't want to say that, Arena. Just go with the whole thing about... You probably don't want to talk about that out of character, right? But in character, shh, don't have to talk about how the darkness is anywhere and how it might be attracted to you somehow. You know, wink, wink, don't have to say anything about that. You just want to say that your town, there's problems there, and your brother has sent you away so that you could maybe seek better fortunes here. And on your way, unfortunately, we got attacked and weren't able to save your arm. But, you know, now we're just hoping that... you might be able to find some help in the church, right, guys? Some way, like an employment or something?
Yeah, we're trying to offload her here.
Or a good surgeon.
You're right.
You mentioned the arm.
I'm still holding out hope.
And the arm.
Holding out arm.
The priest's eyes widen when you mention the arm, and he looks directly at her stump and says, oh, that was recent. I'm very sorry. Though it seems like whoever tended to the wound did quite a good job. If that happened just on the way here, you're up walking around, you seem to be doing... I mean, not to downplay what happened to you, I'm sorry, but was this one of you? He gestures to Rafina and Batwack. Did one of you tend to this for her?
I guess we must have. Does anyone remember?
It was Rafina.
Yeah, I thought I was just pointing.
Yeah, it was totally Rafina.
Oh my god. This is the only character I can ever play, because it is me. Like, I have no idea. No idea.
Did I magically heal your arm a day ago? I have no idea!
Sounds like something I might have done. I would have wanted to.
But I could have just as easily put you out of your misery.
Yeah. Should have. Jeez.
Well, I think that we could certainly find a place for you here. What was it? Was it Irina? Yes. Yes. Yes, it was Irina. Irina, and she looks directly at Will. Irina Kolyanovich.
Hey, I got it.
Do you? What is it?
It's Irina.
Mm-hmm.
Do we even really need to talk about last names anymore? I mean, I think that we are very familiar... You can call me Will. You do call me Will. Do you even know my last name?
Pumpkin.
Lola. Hey! You're not supposed to even know that! I don't know if you've heard that before, but no.
No, she hasn't. She All doesn't right. know that. That was me just messing around.
Blah. Anyway.
Oh, yes, I mean, but certainly if you feel... I mean, we are, you know, just a modest church here, but I would certainly offer up a place to you to take you in if you have no other place to go. I mean, There's also, I mean, it would involve another journey. I don't know that you would feel up for it, but it may provide more significant and more holy and deserving place for you. There's the abbey, the Grand Abbey in the village of Kresk, down the road in the next village. That is a significant place of worship. I don't know that you would feel up for another trek, and who knows? He wouldn't say that. I was going to say, who knows what other limbs you might lose upon the way.
I was totally going to say that.
Priest.
But no, no, I mean, maybe you could think about that moving forward, or who knows what place you'll find here in Valaki. But in the meantime, I would certainly welcome you into the folds of my flock. Absolutely.
Do you know of any...
Into the folds of my flock.
So you can be more directly touched by the morning glory.
Oh, no. No. Is there
feel the warmth radiating off of the holy symbols like as from a toaster oven.
Lank suddenly sits up. That reminds me, the last time we all spoke, I said I wanted to buy a waffle iron the next chance I got. Do you sell those around here?
We don't. The stockyard sells, I know, various sundries. I don't know if a waffle iron is currently in stock with them, but you could certainly check with them.
Righto.
I'm sorry. Again, or maybe the Abbey and Kresk. I'm sure that they, being this utmost bastion of goodness in the land, they almost certainly would have a waffle iron for you to commandeer.
If they're truly the center of sanctity and holiness in the land, they're gonna have waffle irons.
Yeah,
exactly.
Rufina walks up to Irina and says, "Is this where we say goodbye? Are you happy with this arrangement? Are you going to stay here?"
I mean, I feel safer here in more places than I think I have in, to be honest, years. This walled town and under the care of this kindly priest. She lowers her voice. I assume he is. I haven't met him long, but I mean, if not, I don't think I'll be trapped here. I can seek out help elsewhere, but I think that it would be fine for me to at least settle here for now until something else presents itself.
Rufina said. I'll miss you!
I'll miss forgetting that you exist!
I'm sorry we let your arm fall off.
I'll especially miss your last name.
And Lucian would say, I mean, I will admit, I mean, in full disclosure, I hope that we can offer sanctity here, but seeing that you are... Part of your party here includes two holy members. I will mention that, unfortunately, I worry that our church here isn't as well protected as it had once been. He looks around as if to see if anybody's listening, and he kind of gestures you in closer, and he says, "The church here, until very recently, was certainly a very secure place of sanctuary." Against the darkness. It was protected by the bones of Saint Andrel, which were sealed in a crypt beneath the main altar. But unfortunately, just a few nights ago, I found that someone had broken in and stolen these bones. They are no longer resting under the floorboards of this church. I fear that we do not serve as great of a sanctuary to the residents here without this holiness. That's why I was saying before that I was surprised that you were touched by the grace of the Morning Lord. I mean, it's a sign of his goodness that he would still visit upon those worthy here, even without these bones present. But I've been kind of dealing with this loss over the past few days. I had asked Yeska here, and he gestures to this boy who's been trailing along behind. I asked Yeska here, he's the only other one who's known where these bones are. And Yeska, he told me he did tell someone else, but he will not tell me a name. And the boy kind of cowers back, sort of averts his eyes from any of you. I mean, I have some suspicions about what may have happened, but I can't be sure. And Yeska here will not tell me much. So I just wanted to let you know. I don't know how long you've been here in town. You seem like people who might have heard things, so I mean, have you heard of anything that might indicate what had happened here?
We're pretty new in town, so nope.
That Galdar character probably took him.
Hey!
Isn't he still standing right next to us?
What are you talking about? I didn't do that! I didn't even know about any bones! That was just, like, a good strong building! I didn't do anything like that! And Lucian Chick says, no, I don't think Galdar was involved in that kind of thing. Again, I have my suspicions.
But, Father, what mischief would someone do with the bones?
I don't know. Maybe someone who wished to bring darkness upon this church, or perhaps someone who maybe would want to protect some other place, or has more selfish desires. I honestly don't. I don't know for sure what reason could have driven someone to do such a thing.
Wait. So to be clear, the boy standing next to you told you that this had happened, but refuses to tell you who did it.
No, he told me that he told someone else about the bones, but he won't tell me who he's told.
Ah.
So nobody knew about the bones, that they were existing, or nobody knew that they were gone?
Nobody knew where they were.
Okay. Nobody knew where they were.
Besides Yeska and myself.
Okay.
That's the boy, Yeska.
This is Yeska. Yes.
Yeska.
And his twin sister, Noska.
Yeska, will you tell me now? And the boy just shakes his head violently. I worry that someone has intimidated him. I don't know really how to get it out of him. I refuse to raise a hand to this boy.
Well, you yelled at him, you big bully.
I raised my voice. I would hardly call that yelling.
Very defensive there, Father.
I can't imagine that everyone in this party would be opposed to striking an obstinate child. Lank looks sideways at Will.
Oh, now you like me to be in the party. Oh, now I'm useful. All right. Get over here, you!
Go fetch Will a switch.
A switch.
Rafina. A shiny club.
Yeah, I've got a shiny club.
How many people around here, Father, would you think would be capable of silencing this child?
Yeska here, and his face softens, and he kind of puts a hand on the child's head, and he's, you can see, he's not a boy of strong will. He's an orphan. He's not had a very fortunate life, and so it wouldn't really take much to strike the fear of the Morning Lord into Yeska here.
The fear of the Morning Lord?
But, like, if he did something that was not cool with the Morning Lord, why would he be afraid of the Wait.
Again, I don't suspect Yeska was involved in any kind of wrongdoing. I just think he might have unwittingly passed along information that someone took advantage of.
Rafina's going to reach into her tinderbox and pull something out. And she's going to go up to Yeska, and she's going to crouch down. She'll say,
okay.
Yeska, do you like licorice?
Yeska looks up at you and kind of narrows his eyebrows and tilts his head, and he says, what? Lick what?
Licorice.
What's a rish?
It's candy.
Oh.
Do you like candy?
Yes.
Here's a piece of candy.
Okay.
Now don't take candy from strangers ever again.
He hasn't taken it yet.
You done fucked up, Yeska. That was a test, boy, and you failed. We'll get the switch.
Is Yeska gonna take the candy? It's okay. It's okay, little guy. You look hungry.
He looks up at the priest, and the priest nods, and Yeska takes the candy, but he just kind of holds on to it.
Go ahead, taste it. It's not more than a couple of years old. It's been in my bag a little while, but...
he takes a little nibble and he says, oh, licorice sucks! Who the hell likes licorice?
I couldn't think of another Dungeons & Dragons appropriate candy.
Good and plenty.
Here's a whatchamacallit.
Fidget spinner?
Fidget spinner! Let's give the the child a fidget spinner.
Takes that, boots up Pokemon Go, and just goes wandering off. No, he takes, like, the smallest little bite, and is just, like, holding onto the candy, and just, like, sucking on the little bite that he has, and is just kind of looking up at you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you think?
It's good.
I'm glad you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to tell me who else knows about the bones?
Before you finish that sentence, he just violently shakes his head no.
Would you like another piece?
Let's have you roll persuasion. Is that one?
Creepy stranger behavior?
Yeah. Yes. Roll first for the candy.
Danger.
Yeah, and then roll again. Roll again to see if he'll get into the van.
Oh my god!
Do we still have that cart from the child pie lady? Hey kid, want to get in our cart?
You smashed it into smithereens, unfortunately.
All right. Hey kid, want to get in my Gorin barrel?
Oh my god.
Which one do I roll?
Persuasion. A d20, and then add your persuasion bonus. With advantage, because you've got candy, so roll it twice and take the higher amount.
10, okay. And 3. I'm going with the 10, not very good.
Mm-hmm.
So 1. So all of 11. All
right. Can Will, as she's doing this kind of, like, I don't know if this works in Dungeons & Dragons, but I feel like if a couple people are trying something, it might help together, working together. He got a hug from her.
He's learning.
And
so what do you do?
He comes over. Oh, God. Uh-oh, Batthwack's going to come over.
No, it's okay.
And eat the child.
He breathes acid all over him.
I thought every kid liked dragons! Come on!
Eat the child, but start at the feet, so we have some...
if you prefer, you can just think of me as a giant dinosaur.
What was Will going to do?
Well, I was going to try to go over and Will's rusty at this, but he was going to what's scary? Why are you scared of telling us? Why are you a little worried? Who? What? Who?
No. No. He just kind of looks at the floor.
Okay, but if you're scared of someone, I have something.
He looks up.
That might actually protect you from anyone or anything that could try to get you. It's magic, but it's only for really special kids.
His eyes widen to saucers as you say the word magic, and so do Nick's.
It's magic. It's very magic. And he pulls out, there's that crystal ball that they got from the ghost house. It was just a crystal ball. We checked it out.
I don't even remember that.
It's okay. You weren't the DM at that point. But it was the ball that Will knocked off the pedestal and caused ghosts.
Oh, I do remember that.
But I investigated it at one point, and it's basically just a ball of crystal. It doesn't have any magical powers. But
you're not going to tell him that.
Exactly. So Will's going to reach into his bag or whatever. I imagine he has like a... What is it called from The Hangover, where Zach Galifianakis has like a purse,
a fanny pack.
Right. It's like a satchel. Like Abby just said. Like they're like, that's a purse, and he's like, it's a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one, right? But that's what he had. He's like a little purse.
And in his purse,
he pulls it. He pulls it out. But like as he's rummaging around, I want him to do something where it's because he. Okay, so part of Will's background is he did do a lot of street con kind of stuff, and one of those things was the shell game, where you have like, you know, deft of hand kind of tricks. And I think he wants to be rummaging around, and then like when he pulls it out, he's gonna cast prestidigitation and have kind of like make it be sparkly as he pulls it out, and kind of have it roll over his fingers, kind of like Jareth the Goblin King from Labyrinth. Go David Bowie. And and he wants to do that kind of gesture. And so make it sparkle as it comes out. Like, ooh, sparkly magic. And he's like, you can't touch it yet. It's really magical. So do I have to roll something? Probably
roll
to lie.
Deception with advantage. Because that's cool. Props and magic.
12. And I have good deception.
Just roll it again.
Okay. 8. deception. 6. So I have an 18.
Okay. So he's got Will on one side and Abby on the other, one offering candy, one offering a magical crystal ball. And he looks up, he pauses for a moment, looks like he's almost trying to figure something out in his head. And then he holds out a hand to each of you.
To take like the item?
A palm up, yes. Okay. As if to receive either a magical orb or another piece of candy.
Okay, Will's going to nod at Rafina to be like, give him more candy or whatever, if you think, because he's not going to give him the ball yet.
Here you go, sweetie. Rafina gives him another piece of candy.
Okay, his fists close around it very quickly, and he pulls it back to his side, but he holds out his hand still to Will.
And he's going to hold up a finger like, this is very expensive and special.
He nods solemnly at you.
I'm picturing like a Santa Claus moment where he sees Santa fly in the crystal ball with a reindeer. So he's going to silent image, which is one of his spells.
Do you have a weenie whistle?
Yes. Silent image within the ball. He's going to make it look like, I don't know, some kind of Morning Lord symbol, and then it's going to be all sparkly and shiny, and it's just going to glow and stuff, like, whatever.
The boy audibly gasps.
Yeah, shh, gotta be really careful. This is full of magic, and it's going to protect you, but if you take this, it means that nobody can hurt you, but it means that you have to tell us who you think might have the bones.
He starts nodding emphatically. He puts the other piece of candy in a little pocket he has and holds out both hands.
Okay.
As if to receive this glowing orb.
And Will, like, really slowly, like, if he did it too fast, it might, like, something might happen. He's like, careful, careful. And he puts it in his hand.
And he just, the boy takes a step back and he just looks down and just stares. He's entranced by this orb that's sort of glowing up on his face. He looks up at you, Will, but then he looks over to the father, Lucian, and he says, It was Milovaj. It was Milovaj. I told Milovaj. I'm sorry. He was just asking about it. I don't know. He's always around. He's okay. I told Milovaj. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. The ball is going to protect you. Anyway, Will's already disinterested. All right, anyway.
That ball's a piece of shit. It doesn't do anything. That ball's actually cursed. Your family's going to die. Oh, wait, they're already dead, orphan.
Oh. Yeah, when Milovaj shows up to bash your head and make sure to show him that ball, it'll totally protect you. You're set for life, kid. Nice knowing you. All right. Later.
The father puts an arm around the boy, and he says, he nods. He says, I suspected that's who it was. He looks to the rest of you. Milovaj, he's the older boy who tends to things around here. He's kind of our groundskeeper, in a sense. He digs the graves for us. He does work around the church, sort of the harder labor, things that Yeska or myself need help with, that kind of thing. Yeska and he have a closer relationship, so I would think that if he were to tell anybody about it, it would have been him. I didn't want to think it was true, because he's a troubled boy, but I think he's good at heart.
Have you already questioned him?
I did not. I knew that I had told Yeska about it, so he was the only one I knew who knew the whereabouts, and I knew that he had told someone. I was kind of holding out hope. He, like many people here, has not had an easy life, and so I did not want to unfairly accuse him of something if I didn't know for sure that he was involved. But if that's the only person you told, Yeska, and Yeska nods, then I can think of no other culprit that would have been involved in this deed.
Well, that was the kid that was outside, right?
I feel like we should do something for this kid to make the crystal ball actually protect him.
I know, I wish.
If we go kill Milovaj, he'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
We lied to you about that ball protecting you, but compensation, we murdered your best friend.
We're the greatest group of heroes that ever existed. Okay, so I think Will stands up and brushes his knees off. Is like, so that's the kid that we just saw outside, right?
I think he's around the grounds, tending to a few things. He, is an older, sort of late teens, has dark straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
Long dark straight hair.
So if he stole the bones, what the heck would he be doing with them?
I don't know.
But like, if you suspected it...
Is there some dark magic that can be done?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, aside from the you know, if you want to consider it dark magic of taking the protection away from this this church, I'm not well versed in dark magic.
How would they take away the protection, just by removing the bones? Speak clearly, man.
Yes, the bones were a source of great goodness for the church. The saint who these bones were was a priest of the Morning Lord, Saint Andril, from long ago, and. His aura sort of radiated outwards from these and I think ensconced this church in protection against Strahd and his illness.
And Irene...
He's pretty ill.
Super ill.
Can we just find another saint to kill and bury here?
Rafina has turned into a villain.
If that didn't sound completely evil, which it does, there really aren't any saints left in Barovia. We're left.
I was there was anything left in Barovia.
Grasping at the straws of goodness of days of old.
I was just spitballing, man.
Good thought. No idea's a bad idea.
All right.
No judgment here. This is a judgment-free church.
You might want to consider judging a little bit. Father, just looking ahead.
So you don't think this guy has any, like, ties to someone who would want the bones gotten out of the church? Like, someone who's maybe friends with Strahd or something?
I certainly don't think, and I definitely hope not. I myself am a bit hesitant of confronting Milovich directly about this. I mean, he's a good boy, but he is quite temperamental.
Yeah, he's a kid, right? I mean, or is a teenager? He's
like, and now there's like eight of us, so let's go talk to him.
Yeah, let's
like
go.
Like 18 or 19. He's an older boy. I mean,
all right, 18 or 19.
I'm running out of licorice, guys.
We're gonna go.
Is
talk
that
to
in character
kid.
Or out of character?
Well, hopefully not out of character. Let's go talk to this jerk face that stole the bones. Ugh.
Ugh. I'm not sure what you're disgusted by, but the bones themselves, someone that would steal
it's
them,
a teenager
having
that
to
we
talk
have to, go,
to someone.
We have to go talk to a teenager now. Like, the kid is
yeah, that's pretty.
The kid
that's
is easy.
Terrible.
Teenagers, eh. Right.
If you would be willing to speak to him about it. I think that would probably lead to finding the bones, or at least the best chance of doing so. I haven't passed along word that they are gone for fear of what panic it might incite. Mm. The church here is a place of safety for many people at night. They feel secure here, and if I told them that this source of goodness was gone, I do not think that would have helped matters. So
no one would know. All right, I've got a plan brewing.
The bathroom's over there.
No. All my shits plans.
By the way, we've not roleplayed anybody taking a shit yet. Nobody's brought up the fact that about that. It never comes up in D&D.
Days.
What plan are you brewing, Will?
Well, I mean, I think that if we start heading over to talk to this guy, I think Will's gonna be like, we gotta. Did we ask? Is this guy like an orphan too? Can I just say that like. Presumably, if the young boy is an orphan, maybe this guy's probably an orphan, or he's poor, so he's working for the church. All right, is he poor? Is he working for the church? Is he an orphan? Is he something like that?
He's not an orphan. He has a family. He actually, he's old enough that he helps to bring in money for his family. They're not well off. I mean, he's not from a wealthy family by any means. He has a few younger sisters and brothers. They have a larger family.
Gross. And, all right. Anyway.
I try to pass him what money I can here working for the church. We do not have much to dole out, but that's why he does odd jobs here around for me as a, you know, sort
and
of
And you're still
side.
Paying him even though you think that he stole the bones?
I told you I did not know if he did
yeah,
or
but
not.
You so strongly suspected.
It's
all right, goodbye. Anyway.
I'm still standing right here. Say goodbye does not end the fact that we are in close proximity to one another.
Goodbye, and I Eldritch Blast you in the face. Alright, anyway.
He has one hit point, and you kill him. Remember, Will, that's how Eldritch
Blast works. Out of character! Alright. So what if we put, before we go and just like abruptly go up and question this guy as six scary adults, why don't we like pretend that we came here to buy the bones or something? Like, we're like adventurers and we need a holy relic. And so we have to go out and like pretend, man, we have all this gold to spend on the bones. Like, now what do we do? And see if he like is interested. Something like that? Does that sound stupid?
It doesn't sound stupid.
Sounds like too much work, though.
I suggested finding and killing a saint. I wouldn't call those words stupid. That sounds too harsh.
I was hoping I had a spell for this very situation, but I don't appear to.
Like a lie detector? I don't have anything like that. I wish I did.
Cast Finding of Bones.
I have Charm Person.
I also want to address the problem of making the church holy.
Right.
Because I think that would be better than having to deal with these bones, though. I've got a feeling we'll be forced to deal with the bones regardless. I'm starting to see how these things work.
Right, yeah.
It's D&D.
Walking down the street.
We can start with Will's idea, and if the kid seems like he's not cooperating, then we can move on to more direct, where are the bones, you asshole?
Yeah.
Well, do we want to say that we are agents of Strahd, or will that be too obvious that we're not?
Well, if I was to do it, maybe it wouldn't be obvious that I'm not.
Hang on. At a moment like this is when I usually want to know where Bernard is. Where is Bernard?
He isn't here.
Bernard!
He's not here. How long does it take me to conjure my familiar? It changed.
Hour.
Well, he's gone, and he's not coming back right now. He is off being a bird somewhere, I guess. Not really. He's dead.
A fine time to go off to be a bird. Fine. Okay, back to the task at hand. All right, Will, I vote for Will. You go do it.
Wait, I do what?
You go and pretend to be an agent of Strahd.
Oh! Wait, okay, so what am I doing?
It was your idea!
No! I was saying if we were, like, collectors or something, and we wanted just, like, a piece of a, like, a holy relic or something, and it was, or maybe we were adventurers, and we needed a holy something to, like, do a something, you know, for a prophecy or some crap. You know, that stuff that adventurers do, where they're like, I need the tooth of the fifth pope of London. Fifth pope of London, guys.
I thought you said pulp.
Pulp. Pulp of, the pulp of London.
When did England go Catholic?
Yeah.
Weird!
Will, I've got some bad news for you.
London doesn't exist.
I've got several bits of bad news for you, Will. In what order would you like them?
But really, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone were on a quest and they needed, like, we need the pinky bone of a holy guy to save some place. So we have to go up and talk amongst ourselves around this guy. He's just fixing the fence over there, or he was before. Go talk amongst ourselves as if he's not involved, just hoping he overhears, like, say it loud. Well, you know, I had this 50 pieces of gold, but and now I have no place to spend it because they don't have the bones here. I wish they had them bones. Dem bones.
Dem bones. Dem dry bones.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I don't know. We could also just go up. We could do whatever you want. That was just my only idea. If other people have an idea.
It sounds like, would you be comfortable? Okay, yes, let's do that.
I think that's a fine idea.
So you all have to be able to do that. Can you? Will's all of a sudden like, wait a second, I'm not dealing with anyone that I work with usually. Can you? Do you have the ability to lie? And then he looks at Lank like suspiciously because he's like, wait a second, maybe you do. But does anybody here have the ability to not be just straightforward?
Rafina.
I would imagine that somebody looks at me and says, he's too dirty to be truthful.
Well, unfortunately, you're spotless because Will squeegeed you.
Oh, yeah, I squeegeed you.
Well, the last time you did that, it only whatever you could see, so it was just my front was squeegeed. So I should be half on, half off at the moment. Let's go lie to a kid.
All right, cool.
Should Bathwack and Rafina stay behind? Rafina says, here, I'll show you my... I can totally do it. Here, look.
Oh, God.
And she swaggers over to Bathwack and says, hello, I am a priest.
And
that is true. So good job. You succeed. Bathwack believes you.
Oh man, this is not going to go well. Does Lenk have any knowledge that he is? I guess I know. Does Lenk have any knowledge that he has whatever I saw, or is it even true what I saw in my vision or whatever?
You would have to ask him.
Well, that's why he suspiciously eyed Lenk. Like,
wouldn't know.
All right.
You would assume that if this were true, he would know what this is.
Well. You dastardly fellow. Is there any... I know Nick probably can't do it, but maybe he can. Come on, we're pretending to be nice guys. I mean, we are nice guys.
I can pretend to be nice?
Yeah.
What should I do, Will?
We just go out there and we talk about how we wish that there was a buyer. We need this
bone. Wish there were a seller, I think you mean.
A seller, yes.
We're the buyers.
Right.
I got your back, there Will. You we can do this.
There we go.
Sometimes I call you Nick.
Yeah. All right.
You be Nick. I'll be Will.
Okay.
Let's go outside.
All right. So is everybody doing this or should we just all do it?
Let's
be funny.
Let's just all go. Okay. All right, here we go.
Let's go. We have to be
swagger.
All right.
Swagger.
Will like bursts out the door in the hopes that the kid's still there, like in disappointment. He's just going to be like, ah, and like punch open the doors like, God damn it.
Alright, you give that performance. Rafina is swaggering her ass off. And the kid is not there.
Damn it!
I had my lines already and everything.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Is he actually there? We just have to roll the perception. He's not there. Oh, wait, he is!
So 18 plus 3 is 21.
Woo!
21.
Ooh, okay. Tied.
Yep.
Woohoo!
I'm working on it. 18.
Mine's just 12.
Okay. Will, you have no idea where he is.
Damn it!
Lank, you see a length of wrought iron leaning against the corner of the church to your right as you come out. Lanking. It's lanking against the side of the church. You see a length of wrought iron leaning against the church that you think he might have been using before when fixing the fence. And Rafina and Bathwack, you actually catch sight of a figure to the right in the churchyard, the graveyard next to the church. There's a small plot, and in the back corner, sort of basically in the churchyard, as far away from the church as you can pretty much get, you see what looks like a figure digging there in the corner of the graveyard.
So he is there.
He's totally there. I see something. Maybe it's someone who can bury that arm for us. Let's go.
We don't know how to dig. Let's go hire someone.
Right. At no time in this game have we spent large periods of time digging other people's... Never have.
Never. So we go.
So we're in pursuit.
It is him, right?
Well, if you head over to that figure as you get somewhat closer, you do see that it is the same guy that was fixing the fence. But he's digging, looks like rather industriously, a grave there in the corner of the churchyard.
All right. So Will like bustles over and he's like loudly like, "Damn it, guys, come on! Where are we gonna find the pinky finger of the?" I can't.
And you were worried about us being able to do this.
You're really worked up about this, Will. About not being able to find the pinky finger.
I've had too much bourbon in my
of
tea.
Of a saint. What were you...
I don't know.
We have to get it. I mean, I have this whole sack full of gold, you guys. Oh, just a... Oh. We need the pinky finger of a saint. And I thought this was the place!
This is disturbing. Swagger, swagger.
This boy is pointedly not looking at any of you and is digging extremely industriously.
I'm gonna throw a rock at him.
Oh, I'm so frustrated! I'm gonna start throwing rocks at people!
I thought it was more of a just a, hey, pay attention to us.
Yeah, pay attention to us. But then turn around and be like, what are you talking about? Nobody threw a rock at you. Just kidding.
No, you are all clearly close enough and loud enough that he could definitely hear you.
All right, cool. I mean, you guys, this is something we've been working on forever, and I can't believe they lost the bones. Can you believe it? Ugh, God. Blah, 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 blah.
Boy, I wish we had some bones.
looks like the grave is dug, and he picks up his shovel and kind of tries to skirt around you again, avoiding all eye contact near the fence. Again, he's kind of in the back corner, so he does have to kind of go around the group, and it looks like he's trying to get around to maybe go back to the church.
Hey, boy, do you know where we might find an ice cream peddler? We have a lot of money to spend on ice cream.
Oh my god! Yes!
The boy just kind of shakes his head, doesn't look at anybody, and just has his shovel over his shoulder and is trying to move quickly away from the group.
Lankin's following him.
He breaks rank immediately.
Breaks Lank.
He breaks Lank.
Far be it for me to doubt that performance. Just to be safe, I think I'll waddle on after this kid.
Lank pushes his way through the blades of grass that tower over his head.
He's macheting his way through them like a jungle.
You can keep up with him. He's not running. I mean, he's moving with purpose, but he's not running or anything like that. So you could keep up with him.
I'm not saying anything to him. Just I'm happen to be walking in the same direction he is.
Okay.
Can we all kind of shuffle? We needed this for the spell in order to defeat Strahd, you know? Like, it would have been great, and we would have had a lot of money to pay someone who knows anything about the bones. Man!
What if? What do you mean, what if we have?
We do! We do
Until have. We spend it on the ice cream!
But someone can throw me a rock like we're playing a game of baseball and I'll hit it with my sword, and if it happens to hit the kid, you know.
Yeah, all right, Bathwack, it's time to practice. Here we go.
We're bone collectors but also amateur softball players.
All right, is it high arc softball or is it fast pitch? Because I'm prepared for both. Let's go.
Don't, yeah, have to not let go of the bat.
And suddenly it became clear the origin of his name.
Oh!
And with a mighty thwack
of his bat.
We're done. The end. Sounds good.
So are we gonna tackle the kid now?
Since the kid's not running, Lank sort of moves and is now walking in front of him instead of behind him.
Okay.
And is just going to let the distance between them start to close.
Okay. He is going to try to swerve around you to go past you.
Can I take a dive at his legs, shins.
Yes, you can. Go ahead and give me a, let's call it an athletics check.
Athletics check. 7. That is a 21.
Okay, you execute a successful chop block and you take him out right at the knees. His shovel goes flying and he lands on the face down on the ground with you gripping his legs. He goes, hey!
Hello.
Get off of me!
Has the rest of the group caught up by this time?
No, they're playing softball.
Yeah. Oh,
right. We've tackled him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we gotta have a reason for it, I suppose.
We wanted to, have a little chat with you. Perhaps you overheard our... He looks over at the group for a moment. You heard us discussing our business problems? He sort of shakes his head and then looks back at the kid.
I don't know. We're talking about either bones or ice cream. I don't know what. I don't know nothing about either.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're looking... We're looking for some bones, and I acknowledge that you just said that you don't know anything about it, but I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't believe you. See, there was a short list back in the church of the people that they thought who might have stolen these bones, and the list was basically you. So let's chat before my friends over there have to come up with a new story as to why we're following you around shouting about our problems.
Nope. Wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you teenage douchebag voice. Wasn't me. Oh, wasn't me. Just with that one.
Nope. Wasn't me.
It's like Jesse Pinkman voice.
Yo, bitch. No, wasn't me.
Bitch. Well, are we coming up? I mean, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I certainly sure hope so. This is awkward.
They weren't sprinting ahead, if you follow along.
Blank! Why did you do that? Oh my gosh, this poor, completely innocent fellow is just trying to tend to his duties at the church.
Oh! Has this young gravedigger seen any bones we might be able to use?
How about it, gravedigger?
Nope, only bones I see are the ones I put in the ground.
Unsatisfactory answer.
You don't bury people until they've... Wait. You only bury bones. You don't bury the bodies. That green bones.
Well, we don't let all that flesh go to waste. We stitch gowns for weird hag ladies.
That's about par for the course around here. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, kid, did we get his name?
Milovage.
No, but I don't think it was Milovage, was it?
Yeah, it was Milovage.
It's Milovage. Who told you my name?
I don't.
The church did, obviously.
The church told you my name?
Right, I speak with churches.
Aren't you glad I stopped you so we could have this little chat?
No!
Yeah, neither am I.
What do you want?
We want to know where the bones have gone.
I don't know anything about any bones.
Well, we know that's not true.
Well, leave me alone. I don't know anything about any bones.
Good defense. We do. Licorice Kid told us that he told this guy and that nobody else knows.
I don't know nothing. Let me go. What are you going to do about it? Get off of me.
We'll feed you to this turtle.
I want Lank and Batthwack to roll an intimidation check.
Feed you to the turtle.
We've gotten off to a great start.
That and I just rolled a 1.
Batthwack has never looked more like a turtle.
I roll 22.
Oh,
nice.
You threaten to feed him to the turtle, and he looks up at Batthwack, who it just looks like the nicest paladin at that point. You can just feel the good emanating off of him. I think the vision is still sticking with him, and it doesn't look like he could hurt a fly at this point.
Can I smack him in the shins to get him to snap out of it?
But he looks back at you, and he thinks that maybe that was a kind of a veiled way to say that you might eat him, basically. His face goes pale. He starts shaking. And he tries to squirm back away, but you've still got a firm latch on his legs, I'm assuming. And He says, all right. Okay. Don't eat me. It was me. Don't eat me. I did it. I took the bows, but I don't have them anymore. I sold them.
Okay. Wow. Well, I was about to ask you where they were, but you answered that question already.
No, I sold them. Yeah, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. It's fine.
My second question would be, why did you take them?
Well, Jeska told me about the bones, and I had told the coffin maker about them, and he paid me. I stole them for him, and I gave them to him, and he paid me. My brothers and sisters, they're starving. I had to get them food.
How much did you get?
He gave me 5 gold for them.
That's it? Jeez.
I shouldn't have asked. I don't know what the going rate for bones is. We only recently established... we only recently established that it's, what, 12 silver for a kid? Back in wherever we just came from. So, could you, please... Lang's trying to be polite now. Mm-hmm. Could you please take us to this person?
I mean, I could tell you where he is. I guess I could take you. I don't want him to know that... I don't know why he wanted them. I can't imagine it was something good.
I don't see any need for you to introduce us to him. I just want you there to prove that this is the person you gave the bones to.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I could take you to his shop. That's where he lives. I guess that's where he would be. I don't know. That's where I've talked to him before. If you want. Now?
That now would be great.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Wow, that was easy, guys.
Yeah.
And, so he, if you let him, he gets up.
Yes.
And, okay, should we go?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go.
We're off to see the coffin maker.
Yep. If you let him, he sort of leads the way out of the churchyard into the street. And down you go. And again, we're going to end the session heading down the street in Velaki towards another place you've yet to visit, led by an NPC. The end.
Woo!
And Will's still carrying a big polished stick and a list, unless he's done something with it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Unless he's done something with it. I'm just carrying it, I guess. Had to find the right time, and I didn't. I'll just carry them forever.
Like, 3 episodes later, you're still carrying them.
You can't cast any of your spells.
I would have done it, like, while we were walking, but then you said the game was over, and I was like, dang it! I was just gonna be like, hey, here you go. I just thought you might want these for no reason.
I think you dropped this.
Yeah.
That'll have to wait.
Next time.
I think you should hit him with it. You just, like, hit him with it out of nowhere.
Give it to its rightful owner. Give it to him.
Mike's like, ow.
Why'd you hit me with that piece of paper?
I used the complete wrong object. Sweet.
All right, you talk now.
Hello.
Hello.
All of these people doing all these bad things for just money to feed themselves and their families.
It's disgraceful.
BS. Every time I'm like, come on. Can't even do anything to that kid. Hypocrite.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.